latest team news from clubcall.com.
Welcome to Tuesday's Newcastle United Bulletin. We'll start with news that Netherlands international goalkeeper Tim Krul has revealed that he will be returning to Newcastle in the summer. The 28-year-old has spent the season out on loan, with a spell in the first half at Ajax where he failed to make a single appearance before joining AZ Alkmaar until the end of the season in January. He's gone on to play 9 times for AZ, where he's conceded 24 goals, which includes an 11-2 aggregate defeat against Lyon in the Europa League. His last appearance for the Magpies came in an October 2015 6-1 defeat against Manchester City before he suffered a ligament injury, but Krul says he'll be back with the North East Giants in the summer after a frustrating period of injuries. He said, "Newcastle is where I'm going to be in the summer. If you only have a few months off, then it all goes a bit faster, but when it's more than a year, you feel it in your body." Well, Krul will enter the final year of his contract with Rafa Benitez's side in the summer after originally joining from ADO Den Haag in 2005. Meanwhile, Rob Elliott is yet to return to the Newcastle first team, but the goalkeeper has been handed a welcome boost after being included in the Republic of Ireland's provisional squad for their upcoming international doubleheader. The goalkeeper was struck down with an anterior cruciate knee ligament injury while playing against Slovakia during the corresponding international break last March. Finally, Newcastle are set to be without DeAndre Yedlin this weekend. Benitez feels the fullback's injury may be worse than first feared. Yedlin was only expected to miss a short period of time when he first picked up the injury. However, the American international was forced to sit out of Newcastle's last match against Fulham, and his recovery has not gone as smoothly as had hoped. Well, the Magpies are now waiting for the seriousness of the injury to be assessed once again. Benitez said, "We don't know. We are waiting for a second opinion. We thought it wasn't going to be too bad, but we'll have to analyse carefully what is going on and then decide. I think it's too soon. Next week we may have more information."